Today, we'll talk about the pros and cons of using a travel agent for your Disney trip. That's coming up on this, Episode 9 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, the podcast where we talk Disney World strategy and ideas for people who are planning their family vacations. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. Welcome to this episode. You can always find me on the website, and you can also find me all over social media, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Tumblr, Facebook page, and the newest one is Instagram. Before we dive into today's topic, which is about using a Disney travel agent and hopefully helping you decide if you want to use one or not, I wanted to go ahead and read an iTunes review. This is the review of the day. Every episode I've been picking one review to read because there's been a lot of nice words that have been left. If you want to leave a review, which is great because it's been sort of propelling the podcast up the charts and allowed it to be at the top of the travel category, and even the one that's above that, which is called Society and Culture. It's been at the top of that list for a little while, and these reviews help it stay there. So the review of the day is from somebody whose username is No Extra Charge. That's what they're called. And they say, their review is titled, Always Learning More Magic. And the review is, I've been planning Disney World vacations for my family and other families for many years. I always learn something new about Disney World while listening to these podcasts. The information is thoughtful, informative, and fun. All the links back to the WDW Prep website are very helpful and let you enjoy the podcast, knowing you can easily get access to the links later. Keep the podcast coming. So thank you, No Extra Charge, and I appreciate you leaving that, and I think that there's a good point in there, which is a lot of people listen to podcasts away from the computer, and I tend to just rattle things off really, really fast. I'm not a fluff kind of person. I like to just get through it and give lots of information and not waste your time. But the downside is there's a lot of information to keep track of, and that is in the show notes, and I always give the link to that at the end. And it's also on the website. If you go to the website, wdwprepschool.com, one of the menu items at the top says podcast, so you can always click that, and all the episodes will be there with the show notes. When I first launched the podcast, I actually debated how to handle the show notes because a lot of podcasts don't do them at all, and I thought, I'm not sure how I want to handle that. Some people actually have their whole podcast transcribed, like they'll hire a transcriber and then post the transcript. And I decided that the best option was kind of to create sort of a bare bones blog post that contained all of the information from the podcast. That way, if people were reading, they would get sort of the general idea. And for those of you that are listening, you'll get the notes and you'll know, having listened, what the blog post or the show notes mean. So you can always go there for the notes. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. And this is a topic that I am very passionate about. And the reason is that when an agent is good, they are very good, and they can really help you to have a fantastic trip and alleviate stress. But I also know that it can be very, very bad. And I get emails from people who say, please help me, and my agent's not getting back with me, and they're not giving me answers, and there's issues. So I'm going to list the pros and cons and then help you to kind of decide which way you want to go, because you can certainly plan the trip on your own, but if you need the help of someone, then it's important to know where to go to get help. So let's dive into this topic. First of all, I have to say that when we're talking about using an agent, I am speaking about a Disney agent, and there are agencies that are called authorized Disney vacation planner agencies. And that designation means that their agents go through a certain amount of Disney training and that they have a certain sales level. And so when you see that logo, you can be somewhat assured that they at least have that as a basis. But there's always room for, you know, variances in quality amongst the people, even within the authorized Disney vacation planner agency. So Let's look on the pros side. The pros of using a Disney agent are, first of all, knowledge. And this goes along with being an authorized Disney vacation planning agency in that they are required to complete training about Disney. Many agencies also will not hire people unless they've been on a certain number of trips and more specifically recent trips so that they kind of know, you know, firsthand what they're doing. The qualifications for that vary. You know, they might only require that you've been on one trip. Some other agencies require more. But in general, agents have more knowledge than you do. So that can be helpful, especially when you're really overwhelmed and not sure where to start. The second pro of using an agent is that it is free to you. So you don't actually have to pay any more than if you booked it yourself, because Disney pays the agent a portion of the overall package amount as their commission. So it's free to you to use them, and they get a commission out of it. So that's the second pro. The third thing is that it actually can save you money by using an agent, because the agents stay on top of the promotions that are going on. So if you are sort of a casual vacation planner and you want to book your own trip, you may not know when a promotion comes out. And if you aren't, even if you know when it comes out, by the time you hear about it, there may not be rooms left under that promotion for your dates or something like that. The agents, on the other hand, will keep on top of that, and they can actually adjust your overall package with the new promotion, even if it reduces the overall total, which results in a savings for you and a lower commission for them. But it's their job, and so they will stay on top of that, even if it means a cut in the commission for them. The fourth pro is the convenience of having the agent book the reservations for you. And this is in particular, and I don't mean just hotel reservations, I mean dining reservations or special event reservations. And this is convenient in particular for things that are hard to get. So a lot of things have to be booked 180 days before your trip at 6 a.m. Eastern time, because they go quickly. So you want to be on and booking those right when they open up. And, you know, if you don't want to set your alarm and do that for yourself, then the agent can do that for you. And that can be super convenient, because you can sleep in and let them kind of handle the planning for you. So that's the pros of using a Disney agent. Now it's time to go through the cons. The first con is control. You have to give up control because they are the ones doing it. So, you know, while they're booking your dining reservations, you have to be okay and confident in the fact that they are doing it. And, you know, if you're going to be laying in bed that morning going, oh my gosh, I hope they got it, I hope they got it. You know, if you're going to be anxious about it, then this is probably, you know, probably shouldn't use an agent. But so that is a con for people that really like to have control. They have to give it up when they use an agent. And that can be super anxiety inducing for a lot of people. The second con is that changes have to be made through the agent. So if you want to change something to your package, then you can't go directly to Disney and make that, because it's actually through the agent themselves. And so you do, they're sort of a, you know, an in-between between you and Disney. And if they're not good agents, that can be a big problem, because they become, you know, a bit of a bottleneck. You have a little bit of a dependency on them. But if they're good agents, they will take your requests and make changes, you know, promptly and correctly. So that is a con, though, because you can't go through Disney for that. A third con is that Disney agents are limited to Disney systems when they book your trips. And, you know, that's maybe obvious, but I actually was an agent for a while, several years ago. And this is the thing that kept me from wanting to keep being an agent, because I wanted to talk to people, for instance, about renting points for their trip. And when you're an agent, that's not something that you can do. You can't rent points for your clients. And so you're kind of, if you want to book a package through Disney that includes your on-site resort, tickets, dining plan, all that, agents can book that through their systems. But if you want to go outside of that and you want to get discounted tickets or rent points or something like that. They can't do that because it's not, you know, within the systems, the booking systems that they use. So the third con here is that your options are limited to their systems. And so you won't have all of the options when you book for them. But certainly if you're booking a package, it works well to go with an agent. So that's my list of cons. That's three cons. And I will say that, you know, I've seen this work both ways where, you know, really, really good agents are lifesavers and can really help overwhelmed travelers with their trips. And I've seen the other side where someone is really knowledgeable about planning trips, but they use an agent for whatever reason and then get really frustrated that it doesn't work out. There are a couple of tips I have for avoiding that, a negative situation with an agent. One is to avoid general agents. Now, at the beginning here, I talked about using authorized Disney Vacation Planner. And the reason for that is that general agents, like say through AAA or a non-Disney travel agency, they do not know about Disney. It is hard to, I will say, generally don't know. You know, I do this every single day, and there's something new to learn about Disney World every single day. And when you're a general agent, it's impossible most of the time to keep up with that. It's just one destination of many. You know, how are they supposed to keep up with Disney World when they're looking at Mexico and Mediterranean and, you know, all these different things? So general agents are often not great sources. If you are a AAA member and you want to use AAA, like book it through AAA, I would use AAA as a discount, but don't use them as a source of knowledge. So just a little warning about general agents. A lot of people ask me for recommendations on an agent. I do have a recommendation. Her name is Cheryl, and she's from Off to Neverland Travel, and she's great. I talk to her all the time. We email back and forth, and she's a great source of information. She's prompt. She's professional. She and lots of people who have booked with her have told me what great trips they've had and that they love working with her. So Cheryl is my recommendation if you do want to book through an agent, and certainly you won't run into the issues that I have kind of warned about before now. You can get to Cheryl by going to www.prepschool.com/agent, and that will redirect you to her site so you can get in contact with her and get a quote for your trip. So I hope that is helpful when it comes to travel agents and helps you decide if you want to book. Certainly you can do a mix of knowing, you know, you can use my site to research or lots of different sites to research and use an agent and kind of mix it up and, you know, use them for the convenience of booking dining reservations, but also you can be educated on your own. It can kind of be a mix of both if you'd like. So I want to dive next into my quick tip of the day. Now, today's quick tip of the day is for people who have multiple children who they want to sleep in separate beds. So when you book most hotel rooms, you have two full beds or two queens. And if you have a couple of kids, usually you have to figure out who's going to share. So in the past, for instance, in our family, we had the boys in one bed and the girls in another. And then over time, my husband and I decided we kind of liked sharing a bed on vacation. And so the kids would be in a bed, but now they're big. And so this situation is kind of awkward to have them in the same bed. And so today's tip is about rooms at Disney that will allow you to have the kids in separate beds and avoid some of the awkwardness. So first of all, you've got Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge, which both have some bunk beds in their rooms. Now, these rooms fit four people. It doesn't allow for extra people in these rooms, but they do have bunk beds. That way you can have, like, you and your spouse in the non-bunk bed, and then a child on, you know, the top and lower parts of the bunk bed. You will need to put in a room request when you book those rooms because not all rooms have them, and so you'll have to put in a request to increase your chances of getting one of those. Another way, let's see, I have a list in front of me. Art of Animation is mostly suites, and they have three beds, I think, in the suites, and so you can kind of spread out amongst those. All Star Music also has some suites, and so that's another option for you. You've also got the Fort Wilderness Cabins, which have a little bit, they have more room and accommodate up to six people there. Port Orleans Riverside is the only moderate on this list. I guess the cabins are by Disney. Disney calls the cabins a moderate, but we'll just pretend like they're in their own little category. Port Orleans Riverside is the only moderate that accommodates over four people, and that's because their Alligator Bayou section actually has these trundle beds that slide out from underneath one of their, I think they're full or queen beds, whatever size is in there. So you have the two bigger beds, and then you have a trundle that slides out from underneath. And those accommodate kids of up to, like, say, 10 years old or so. And we actually did that a couple years ago. My son slept on the trundle. My daughter slept on one of the bigger beds. And that way everybody had their space. And the last is that most of the deluxes actually have a day bed in them in addition to the queens. I think that's what size is, either queens or fulls, queens in the room. And so you actually end up with three beds, and so you can kind of spread out a little bit. Those do accommodate up to five people. So if you have five people, you may still end up in a situation where you're sharing, but at least you have three beds as an option there. So I hope that is helpful. You have several options there if you want to spread out a little bit. That will wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, as I mentioned earlier, there are always show notes. You can go to wdwprepschool.com/episode9. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.